Well, Texas is supposedly a home rule state, and so it shows that it's only a home rule state when what the cities are doing suits the legislature, and it's not a home rule city when it doesn't. And there's, as I alluded to previously, there's been plenty of times when the legislature has been happy to step in and take away what cities assumed was their right to do. Let me see. Could you rephrase the question again so I could make sure I'm
So,
heading the right direction?
yeah, how do you think that the state stepping in and basically canceling that out affects your willingness to engage publicly or other people's willingness to participate in local elections?
Well, that I think when the st when the so people understand that there are, are rules to how you're governed. And there are rules on the local, state, federal level. And people are generally comply with the way they're governed so long as they understand the way they're governed. It's when you don't understand the way you're governed and when there are definite violations in what you understand to be the rules, that's what helps radicalize people because they realize that the system, which is supposedly in place to serve them, isn't really there to serve them. It's there to serve somebody else. And so I would say that, through the whole process, I went from being really, really complacent to really much more radicalized in my views, much more vocal, much harsher in my rhetoric than I had been before concerning any number of political issues. It goes back to the fact that the only thing that really gets you anywhere in the United States is a very, very deep pockets, a lot of money. And I'm one of those citizens who's really, really frustrated with the ability of government to address issues. And I, you know, as you know, as far as my voting goes, I don't think I'll be able ever able to vote for a moderate candidate again. I've just been, it's just pushed me to the extreme, because of the frustration and seeing how the legislature works, seeing the city council at that time really didn't have any intention of pushing back. They just wanted to roll over and do it the easy way, which was to ignore everything instead of, they had a city attorney. They talked about sending representatives down to Austin. It never happened. I'm a little bit cynical about, what exactly it is all levels of government do for the citizens, more so than I was 10 years ago. I think that the pushback against the city concerning rewriting the setback ordinances and the gas, I think that made the city government more responsive than it had been. So I think that at the local level at least, the fact that you have, 50, 100 people who are willing to scream very loudly at the city council meetings, I think that makes an impact. But as far as the reach into Austin, just doesn't happen. I'd say the city government is better than it was.
Okay.